This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner by the Litchfield Pep Band here tonight, and we are set to go. Let's get the starting lineups for you. First, for the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, the Redskins of Nokomis. Their head coach, Brandon Engelman, in his fourth year, assisted by Bonnie Brownback and Beth King. Tonight, Nokomis rolls with Mia Fesser, a 5'5 junior, Kristen Stauder, a 5'7 junior, Macy Eisenbarth, a 5'7 senior, Jamie Johnson, a 5'4 junior, and Audrey Sobel, a 6-foot freshman. For Nokomis, Fesser, Stauder, Eisenbarth, Johnson, and Sobel as Nokomis plays their first game here in 2019-2020. For Litchfield, already a win under the belts. That came last night at Bunker Hill as head coach Rob Corso entering his eighth year at the helm of the Purple Panthers, assisted by Michaela Bergschneider. And tonight, Litchfield will go with Emily Sinyon, a 5'8 senior. Carson Jackson, a 5'6 senior. Kara Pence, a 5'11 junior. Becky Painter, a 5'7 junior. And Carly Bowden, a 5'10 senior. For the Purple Panthers, Sinyon, Jackson, Pence, Painter, and Bowden. Your officials tonight, Larry Lang of Coffeine, Mark Provencik of Centralia, and Rob Sitton of Springfield. And the officials tonight are wearing pink wristbands and using pink whistles. That is in honor and remembrance of the four people from Vandalia that were killed on Saturday, as pink was the favorite color of the two young ladies who lost their life on Saturday. And there's been great community support throughout the area for our friends in Vandalia. Continue to keep them in your thoughts and your prayers. It'll be Painter and Sobel the jump. Litchfield in the home whites, Nokomis in the road blacks. And here we go. Louis Lang puts it up, and the tap is controlled by the Skins, and they will get it to start. As handling out front is Kristen Stauder. Man-to-man defense for the Purple Panthers. Painter has the pressure on Stauder. Bounce pass on the right wing to Johnson. Jamie brings it right side of the key. Oh, a nice slip down to Eisenbarth off the window. It's good as Macy Eisenbarth set the screen, then rolled to the hoop. And Nokomis on the board first. Always nice when you get a bucket on your first possession of the season. Showing that ball press up the floor, just a slow Litchfield's pursuit. Panthers have it on the right wing now with Pence. Out between the circles with Sinyon. On the left wing with Jackson. Her pass tipped, finds its way home to Becky Painter on the right wing. Between the circles to Sinyon, back to Jackson on the left wing. Nokomis packing that 1-2-2. Sinyon on the right wing, Painter high post to Jackson. Here's Pence, open, 4-3, too strong off the heel. Painter crashes the offensive glass, has the rebound, rejected by Sobel. Ball squirts free out near midcourt, and it'll be out of bounds off of Nokomis as Stauder went a fly, and she got a little friendly shove that time from Carly Bowden. Sideline trigger in front of the Nokomis bench for Litchfield. Here's Painter. One bounce, floats it up, blocked, and they're going to get a foul on Sobel. That'll be Audrey's first, team's first. Brandon Engelman didn't care for that call. 6:51 for the opening quarter. Nokomis leading Litchfield 2-0. And Becky Painter at the free throw line, the 5'7 junior. Scored 16 last night in the season opener. Too strong with the toss there. Painter, a couple of bounces. Bends the knees and knocks it down. 1 out of 2 from the foul line for Becky Painter. And Litchfield on the board. Just underway, opening quarter, 6:45 for the first. 2-1 Nokomis. On the right wing with Jamie Johnson with the left-hand dribble. Oh, rolling is Sobel off the window. It's good. Audrey Sobel has her first bucket in her high school career. Could be the first of many. Again, this screener rolling to the hoop for an uncontested look. 4-1 Nokomis. In the middle of the lane, down to Bowden. She'll rise up and knock it down, Carly Bowden. First field goal for Litchfield, 4-3 Nokomis, 6:15 opening quarter. On the right wing with Jamie Johnson. Down on the block to Eisenbarth. Macy will turn, face, double team, kicks out to Johnson. Top of the key to Fesser. Mia, one dribble pull up, her shot blocked from 15, and now we'll get a tie up underneath in the middle of the lane, Eisenbarth and Bowden. Locked up, and the arrow gives it to Litchfield. Nokomis shows the 1-2-2 pressure here as Jackson gets it away to Sinyon across the timeline come the Purple Panthers.
Kara Pence on the right wing. Skip pass to Jackson. 4-3. Yes. Carson Jackson knocks down the three ball off the left wing, and Litchfield has their first lead at 6-4. 5:40 for the opening quarter. Hoops are back. As Eisenbarth works right side. Cut off there, and she's going to be called for steps. Tried to split the double team. It wasn't there. She tried to reverse pivot out, and she's called for traveling. Football, the only fall sport still going. They're into the state semifinals. Everything else is into winter mode. Here's a dangerous pass, middle of the floor, tipped away, eventually picked up by Bowden. On the right block, rejected by Sobel, goes right to Sinyon, high off the window, no, and the rebound down to Fesser, already two blocks early for Audrey Sobel. Tough pass down to Stotter, deflected out by Painter. It'll stay with Nokomis, 5:14 for the opening quarter. Of course, a lot of the boys' turkey tournaments will begin either on Saturday or next week. Down to Sobel, rejected, picked up by Eisenbarth, no. Back to Sobel off the window, won't crawl over the front of the rim, and the rebound down to Litchfield. Here's Sinyon in the right corner, on the right wing with Jackson. Sinyon, ball fake, up top to Pence, on the left wing with Jackson. Skip pass to Kara Pence, top of the key now to Painter. High post to Sinyon, back to Pence. Kara, 4-3. Missed it too strong. Follows her shot. Picks up the rebound at the top of the key. Jackson for three. This one is off the heel, no. And the rebound down to Eisenbarth. Macy Eisenbarth races into the front court with the right-hand bounce. Cuts it back middle. Lost the handle, but it goes right to Jamie Johnson. Out to Stotter. Nokomis will reset. 4:20 for the opening quarter and a bad pass. Stotter just threw it out of the reach that time of Jamie Johnson. That was an unforced error. In the backcourt with Jackson. That 1-2-2 pressure back into the three-quarters court now. Carson comes across the timeline, has it jarred loose by Stotter. It'll stay with Litchfield. Have to be strong with the basketball against the ball pressure. First game of the year for Nokomis, so as Brandon Engelman said, we'll see what happens. You think you know, or you hope you know as a coach, what'll go down in the first game of the year, but you never know until it gets real. There's a turnover by Litchfield. Threw it right to Jamie Johnson. Now the Skins have trouble with it in the front court, but it's deflected out, last touched by Litchfield. You'll see that a lot of times even later in the year. You get into postseason play. Sometimes a team that played that regional quarterfinal game comes out, starts a little bit faster than the team that had the bye into the semifinal. Not necessarily the case here tonight with Litchfield having played last night. Nokomis, a solid start, and now a foul on the inside. They're going to get Painter on the personal. Teams first. It's just good to see the numbers up for Nokomis. They've got a full bench down there this year. That was not the case a year ago. Fesser on the baseline, gets it into Jamie Johnson. Tries to feed the post to Sobel. Good denial by Pence, but Sobel gets it back, almost threw it away down to Fesser, and a hold on Carson Jackson. And we'll get Carson with her first personal foul. Skins line everybody up along the baseline. Fesser to throw in. Looking, and safety valves it out to Stotter. Deflected away, stolen by Litchfield. Here comes Sinyon. Layup blocked by Johnson. Picked up underneath by Maddie Diamond, who's checked in for the Purple Panthers, and Litchfield will reset. Great hustle that time by Diamond. Here's Sinyon. One bounce towards the baseline, deflected out by Sobel. It'll stay with the Purple Panthers. 3:29 for the opening quarter. Litchfield leading Nokomis 6-4. A Purple Panther at each corner of the lane is Sinyon. Up top, dangerous pass, deflected away. Can Stotter keep it in? No. She winds up in the first row near the scorer's table. And Litchfield will throw in from the sideline out near midcourt. They will be in the front court. Into the hands of Carson Jackson. Litchfield in the home whites, trimmed out in the purple. New uniforms for Litchfield this year and a new sleek paint design on the floor as well as Painter almost banked in the three. Rebound down to Diamond and then lost it to Stotter. Now they're both on the floor. Diamond gets it back and they're going to get Stotter on the reach-in. That'll be Kristen's first teams first. Thin purple trim around the whole floor here. Then Litchfield in thin purple lettering along both baselines. Panthers in thin purple lettering on both sidelines. And then the big purple Panther paw on both sidelines as well. The purple Panther logo at midcourt. Here's a three ball for Jackson, though. Rebound down to Sobel. It's early. She's only a freshman. Hasn't even played a full quarter yet, but she's going to be a handful as her career moves along for Nokomis. Already has a bucket, a couple of blocks, some rebounds. Now Nokomis turns it over, lost the handle, trying to do too much with the dribble. Here comes Diamond in the front court to Jackson. Carson cut off the left block. Her pass deflected away by Eisenbarth. It'll stay with Litchfield, 2:36 for the opening quarter. 6-4 our score. Panthers lead with the ball. Carson Jackson, top of the key to Kara Pence on the right wing with Becky Painter. High above her head survey. She'll put it on the floor now. Bounced it once. Entry pass. Deflected away. Found its way to Pence. Down low to Diamond. Blocked out of there. It'll stay with Litchfield. They'll have it on their baseline. Substitution for Nokomis. Addison Dengbar will check in. A 5'5 freshman replacing Jamie Johnson. 9 freshmen on the varsity roster for Nokomis. In it goes to Painter. Backs her way down and blocked and fouled. I think they're going to get Sobel. That's going to be her second. Nope, they're going to get Eisenbarth. That'll be her first. Sobel was in the area, but they will give the foul to Macy. Third team foul on Nokomis. Free throw good for Painter. She's 2 of 3 from the foul line here in the opening quarter. Makes it 7-4 Litchfield. Second free throw for the junior. Yes, pure there. 3 points all at the foul line for Painter. 8-4 Litchfield doubling up Nokomis. 2:15 for the opening quarter. Haley Engelman is checked in. Her pass is tipped and stolen by Diamond, who goes on the attack left side and draws the foul. Fourth team foul. Haley Engelman, the turnover, then the foul to prevent the layup. Haley's a 5'5 freshman. Free throw for Diamond. Good. Maddie's first point tonight. In Litchfield, 4 of 5 from the line early. Sinyon will check out, and Carly Bowden returns for the Purple Panthers. 2:09 for the opening quarter. Diamond, second free throw, rattles around and goes down. Kristen Stauder back on the floor for Nokomis. Audrey Sobel will get a break. 10-4 Litchfield leading as we approach the 2-minute mark of the opening quarter. It's a 7-0 run for Litchfield. Here is Dengbar. Drives baseline, cut off. Finds Stauder. One bounce, gets to the rim. Off the window, it's good for Kristen Stauder. Her first bucket of the season. 10-6, Litchfield leads with the ball. 103 seconds for the opening quarter. Jackson corrals in the right wing, leaves four pins. Kara back to Carson. 4-3, missed it too strong. Offensive rebound. Bowden putback is good for Carly Bowden. Her second field goal of the quarter. She has 4. 12-6, Litchfield. 89 seconds for the quarter. Down to Stauder. Way too strong. I think she was expecting contact from Painter. Never came. Now Eisenbarth rips it away. Gets it off to Stauder on the baseline. Now in the corner to Eisenbarth. Macy. How had it jarred loose by Jackson nicely. Throw ahead to Diamond. One-on-one with Dengbar. Maddie floats it up and in for Maddie Diamond. She has 4. Nice running floater there. 14-6 Litchfield. Final minute, first quarter. All of a sudden, 6 turnovers by Nokomis here in the quarter. Down to Eisenbart. Turns and faces on Bowden. Double-teamed to the floor. She lost the handle. Gets it off now to Stauder, top of the key. Into the hands of Mia Fesser. In the left corner to Stauder. 45 seconds for the opening quarter. Left wing with Eisenbarth way beyond the three-point line. She'll put it on the deck now. Picks up the dribble right at the top of the key. Leaves for Fesser. Man-to-man defense for Litchfield. Fesser finds a slashing Stauder rejected by Painter, and it'll be Nokomis' ball out of bounds. Good recovery that time for Becky Painter. Stauder thought she had a clear path to the hoop. Sinyon back in for Litchfield. Bowden out. Jamie Johnson returns for Nokomis, replacing Fesser. A skin at each corner of the lane. Looking. Engelman gets it in time with the key to Johnson. Half a minute for the opening quarter. And away from the ball, we have a hold. It's on Nokomis. It'll be their fifth team foul, their seventh turnover. As we're going to get Macy Eisenbarth away from the ball. That she wrapped her arm around her defender to gain position. 14-6 Litchfield. Clock running, 25 seconds for the opening quarter. Pressure in the backcourt from the Skins. In the front court with Jackson, back to Painter. 20 seconds for the quarter. 14-6 Litchfield. Becky pulls it out near midcourt, checks the clock with 15. Sinyon on the left wing with 12. Between the circles to Jackson, right wing to Painter with 8. Top of the key to Jackson with 7. Litchfield needs to go now with 5. Carson, left wing, 3-ball, almost banked it in, no, and the rebound down to Diamond, and that's the quarter. After 8 minutes here tonight in Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield, it is the Purple Panthers leading Nokomis 14-6. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. The traditional WSMI opener, Litchfield and Nokomis here on your Tuesday night on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. This will be our only high school broadcast in the month of November. Then once we get into December, we will have all sorts of hoops action for you here on WSMI. We were going to have that game on Thursday, the Lincolnwood girls home opener against Gillespie, but there's been so much tragedy and heartbreak in that community, of course, with the death of Kimberly Hopper, the wife of Superintendent Aaron Hopper. They just had her services today, and then the young man from Harville, who was involved in that accident on 185 on Saturday. He is still in very serious condition in the hospital, so keep that young man in your prayers as well. And the community of Vandalia and the Panhandle, just a very rough time right now. So that game on Thursday has been postponed to December the 6th. Nokomis gets the basketball to start the second quarter. Audrey Sobel is back on the floor. She gets tied up out beyond the three-point line. They're going to get a foul on Maddie Diamond of Litchfield. That is her first, team's third. Nokomis was whistled for 5 fouls in that opening quarter. 14-6, Litchfield leads. Nokomis has the ball. Sideline trigger in the front court for Fesser. On the floor with Sobel, Engelman, Johnson, and Stauder. On the baseline, Fesser pulls up from 15, no, and on the rebound, a whistle and foul on Nokomis. They're going to get Kristen Stauder with her second personal foul. On the floor for the Purple Panthers, Diamond, Painter, Jackson, Bowden, and Sinyon. A 1-2-2 pressure from Nokomis, slowing Litchfield up the floor. Diamond now into the front court, leaves it off for Carson Jackson. Out between the circles near midcourt. The southpaw brings it left side to Diamond. Maddie, high post to Sinyon. Draws a crowd. One bounce, kicks to Painter. Top of the key, 4-3. Missed it too strong. Rebound, though, to Jackson, and the possession stays with Litchfield. Here's Sinyon. Bounce pass to Carson. Jackson back to Painter. High post to Sinyon. Kicks to Jackson. 4-3. Missed it, and the rebound. Oh, taken away by Painter. Off the window, it's good. She swatted it to herself, corralled it, and laid it up and in off the right side. 5 points for Becky Painter, and a 10-point lead for Litchfield, their biggest of the night. 6:50 first half. Here's Stauder. Leaves it for Haley Engelman. Attacks off the window. It's good for Haley Engelman. Her first varsity basket. Makes it 16-8 Litchfield. Going to be a lot of firsts for this Nokomis team this year with as many freshmen as they have. Here's Diamond. One dribble pull-up from 18 off the heel, too strong. Rebound to the floor, and we're going to get a foul as Sinyon got tangled up with Stauder. And if they call that on Stauder, it's her third. Who are they going to get? They are going to get Stauder. Seventh team foul, third personal on Kristen Stauder. She will have to sit. That's a big third foul on the junior, Kristen Stauder. 6:28 for the first half. And Nokomis is over the limit, so it's one in bonus for Litchfield. Eisenbarth back on the floor for the Skins. We won't see Stauder the rest of this half. At the free throw line, Emily Sinyon. Toss is no good, and the rebound down to Eisenbarth. Sinyon missed the front end. Litchfield now 5 of 7 at the free throw line. Left wing with Fesser. Mia, dribble drive, gets to the left block, cut off there. Out to Sobel. Keeps that pivot foot, rises up, soft touch, won't go down. Rebound to Eisenbarth. Macy's follows too strong. Sobel has it, rejected by Bowden, pulled down by Bowden. And Litchfield brings it out with Sinyon. Into the hands of Becky Painter. In the corner to Maddie Diamond. Skip pass to Jackson, left elbow. Painter, 4-3, banked it in straight on. Thank you very much, says Becky Painter. She has 8, and it's 19-8. Litchfield leading, 5:40 for the first half. Jamie Johnson, top of the key, and a reach-in on Carson Jackson. That's her second, team's fourth. Those are the fouls that you want back as the game moves along. An unnecessary reach right there. Sideline trigger in the front court, stage side here at Simmons for Nokomis. Fesser across the floor to Jamie Johnson. Back between the circles with Haley Engelman, 5'5 freshman. Left wing with Fesser. Mia leaves it for Eisenbarth on the left wing. Man-to-man for Litchfield. Eisenbarth spins away from the baseline, out front with Sobel. Right wing with Engelman now. Haley Engelman keeps the dribble alive, wants to attack that right baseline, lost the handle, and now we have a whistle and a foul on Litchfield. They'll get Diamond. That'll be her second, team's fifth. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. They stack two at the foul line, put player on each block. And, ooh, the quick five-second count right there. Eighth turnover on Nokomis, gives it back to Litchfield. It's 5 seconds, but everybody seems to get there differently. That pass is tipped away, almost stolen. Painter corrals it. Now we're going to get a jump ball as Fesser got in there to force the tie-up. 5:03 for the first half. 19-8, Litchfield leading. They have the basketball in the front court on the sideline. As Carly Bowden had to relace one of her sneakers. Out front with Diamond. On the right wing with Carson Jackson. Jackson in a reach-in and a foul on Mia Fesser. That's her first, but it's the team's eight, so free throws for the Purple Panthers. Still one in bonus. It'll send Carson Jackson to the charity stripe, 5'6 senior. She's a lefty. Got to make the first to get the second. Toss is no good, too strong, and the rebound down to Nokomis. Pushing quickly is Engelman. Haley pulls it back now right side. Tough bounce pass deflected right back to her. Top of the key now with Eisenbarth. Into the hands of Fesser. She tried to feed a slashing Eisenbarth. Painter swatted that right back to Fesser. Volleyball style. Sobel on the right wing with Johnson. Right back to Sobel. Right block. Spins. Baseline. Missed it. And the rebound down to Bowden. A good job in there by Carly Bowden to go straight up. Long pass ahead to Diamond. Left-hand layup. Missed it. And the rebound down to Engelman. She's tripped up. That'll be Maddie Diamond's third personal foul. And that is tied and true right there. You miss a layup, you're going to commit a foul. Just seems to always work out that way. You're frustrated you missed the easy points. You get the quick reach in. Now you've got 3 fouls and you'll sit the rest of the first half. High post feed to Macy Eisenbarth. Bounce pass, top of the key to Sobel. Audrey Sobel leaves it for Haley Engelman. Engelman in the corner to Eisenbarth. Macy puts it on the floor, working on Pence. Picks up her dribble now, pivots around, and she threw it right between two teammates, Jamie Johnson and Mia Fesser, but it was tipped by Litchfield, so it'll stay with Nokomis. Halfway through the second quarter, 19-8, Litchfield leading. Nokomis has scored just 2 points in the quarter. Fesser surveying the floor, needs to get it in, does so to Eisenbarth. Macy Eisenbarth draws a crowd in that right corner. Down to Sobel, deep post position for Sobel, and they're going to get her for 3 seconds in the lane. Ninth turnover on Nokomis. She got that deep post position, and then when she caught it, she went to make a move and ran out of time. Nokomis's pressure slows Litchfield up the floor. Engelman on the point there. Into the hands of Sinyan. Top of the key, left wing to Carson Jackson. Jackson across the floor to Sinyan. Fessler's right there to meet her on the catch. Right elbow Painter. She'll rise up, left it short, and the rebound down to Sobel for Nokomis. 3:20 first half. 19-8, Litchfield leading. Haley Engelman across the timeline. Man-to-man for Litchfield. Deflected out by Jackson. It'll stay with Nokomis. Natalie Engelman set to check in. 5'5 freshman. She's the daughter of head coach Brandon Engelman. She'll replace Jamie Johnson. Besser gets it in to Haley Engelman. Haley drives the baseline, cut off, and almost threw it away, but it goes right to Sobel. Audrey attacks and draws the foul. Bowden and Sinyan both in the area. 17 foul on Litchfield. They'll get Sinyan on the personal. That's Emily's first. And it will send Audrey Sobel to the free throw line, the 6-foot freshman. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Good looking stroke from Sobel, just a little too strong. Second free throw for the 6-foot freshman. Yes, got the second. She has 3 points on the night. And Rob Corso wants a timeout. 3:06 for the first half. Litchfield leading Nokomis 19-9. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Litchfield inside Simmons Gymnasium. Our traditional opener here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. It is Nokomis at Litchfield. The Purple Panthers leading 19-9. 3 minutes for the first half. Following the Litchfield timeout, they bring it into the front court. Jackson, Bowden, Sinyan, Pence, and Painter on the floor for Litchfield. For Nokomis, they've got the Engelmans, Eisenbarth, Fesser, and Sobel. Nice action there from the left corner down to the block to Carly Bowden. She puts it off the window, and Carly Bowden has 6. Here's Natalie Engelman, short baseline. Jay, yes for Natalie, her first varsity hoop. That was a nice-looking shot off that short baseline. 21-11, Litchfield leading, 2:20 first half. On the right wing with Pence. On the baseline now to Sinyan. Left elbow, Jackson fires, around and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, finds its way to Sinyan. Stripped by Eisenbarth, but they'll get Macy with the foul. That'll be her third. Team's ninth. So the two veterans for Nokomis, Stauder and Eisenbarth, both with 3 fouls here in the first half of the first game of the year. At the free throw line, Sinyan, her toss is good. Emily's first point tonight, as Eisenbarth will sit, and Emily Kress, a 5'6 freshman, into the contest for Nokomis. 4 freshmen on the floor right now for the Skins. That second free throw is too strong for Sinyan. Good block out by Fesser, the only non-freshman for Nokomis. She moves quickly, looking for Haley Engelman on the diagonal feed, and it was deflected out by Litchfield. It'll stay with Nokomis, 2:05 for the first half. Carly Gwynn to the table for Litchfield. She'll check in, the 5'7 sophomore, replacing Carly Bowden. Sideline trigger, deep corner. On the left side for Nokomis, Natalie Engelman looking. She needs to get it in, and she did not. Oh, she got the 5 count on her. Just as she was getting ready to release the ball, the 5-second count came. 10th turnover on Nokomis. 2 minutes, first half, 22-11 Litchfield. Gwynn in the backcourt gives to Jackson. Carson across the timeline will leave for Becky Painter. Right back to Jackson it goes. Carson returns to Becky. Painter back to Carson. Right side now to Gwynn. Bounce pass on the wing to Sinyan. Skip pass to Jackson. Bounce pass on the baseline to Painter. Becky drives baseline, rises up. Yes, for Becky Painter from about 7 feet out. She has 10 in the first half, 24-11. Litchfield leading, 90 seconds for the half. Dribble drive, Fesser off the window, missed it. Rebound down to Kara Pence, and then she's fouled. 10th team foul on Nokomis, so it'll be two free throws for Litchfield. The final minute 26 of the half. They'll get Fesser. For Mia, that will be her second personal. Three apiece on Stoddard and Eisenbarth, two each on Fesser and Sobel. Free throw rattles home for Pence, her first point. And actually, Sobel only has one foul. I thought she got a one earlier, but they gave it to somebody else. So she has just one personal foul. Second free throw for Pence rolls out. Rebound down to Nokomis, 80 seconds for the first half. 25-11, Litchfield leading. Sobel on the right elbow. Picks up the dribble after one bounce. Leaves it off for Kress. Oh, back door nicely. Engelman rejected by Kara Pence. Kara was just sitting there waiting for her and got the easy block. Minute to go in the half, and Painter tried to split the double team with the bounce. Ill-advised, stolen by Nokomis. Here's Engelman. Her pass hits the underside of the rim, and it's going to be picked up there by Becky Painter. Then a reach-in on Nokomis with 53.3 seconds for the half, and we'll take the slow, long walk to the other end for free throws. 11th team foul in the half on Nokomis, and they will get the second personal on Haley Engelman. The last turnover by Litchfield, by my count, just their second of the half. They forced Nokomis into 10 turnovers. Free throw for Painter, no good off the heel. Just 2 of 7 from the line here in the quarter are the Purple Panthers. That one rattles home, 11 for Becky Painter. 26-11. Litchfield leading. 48 seconds for the first half of play. Engelman, bounce pass left wing to Mia Fesser. Fesser, top of the key with Sobel. On the right wing to Haley Engelman. She tries to feed the post back down to Sobel. Poked away, and Audrey has to retrieve deep in the right corner. Now she pivots around, and her pass is stolen by Gwynn. 11th Nokomis turnover. Sobel was in a tough spot there when the entry pass got deflected away. She was a long way from the hoop. 20 seconds for the first half. Litchfield can hold for the final shot. Up 26-11. Gwynn out front. Leaves for Painter. On the left wing with Jackson. 10 for the half. Now Litchfield wants to run a set piece with 5. Gwynn on the left wing with 3. They're going to have to hustle. Carly Gwynn stripped away, and they're not going to get a shot off. Painter lets it fly, but that will not count. After one half here tonight at Litchfield, it is the Purple Panthers, 26, Nokomis, 11. You're listening to girls high school basketball here on WSMI FM 106. Tim Eyes back here inside Simmons Gymnasium. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing tonight's high school basketball action here on FM 106. Nice job by the Pep Band entertaining the crowd at the half, and we are set to go for the start of the third quarter. Litchfield leading 26-11, and for the Panthers, they will send out Carly Bowden, Becky Painter, Carson Jackson, Emily Sinion, and Kara Pence. That is their original starting five for the ball game. Nokomis has yet to break the huddle. They are dealing with some foul trouble here. You got Stoddard and Eisenbarth. They're two upperclassmen leaders, both with 3 fouls, and they will both be on the floor to start the second half with Mia Fesser, Jamie Johnson, and Audrey Sobel. So both teams go with their starting fives to begin the second half. It'll be Nokomis basketball when we get set to go. Nokomis will throw it in sideline midcourt, trailing 26-11. And here we go, third quarter underway. Into the hands of Kristen Stauder. Man-to-man for Litchfield. Fesser on the right wing, checked by Sinion. Top of the key to Johnson. Left wing to Stauder. She'll fire for 3, left it short. Follows her shot, though. Gets the ball back and then had to deflect off her left hand and picked up by Litchfield. She just overran that ball. In the corner to Pence. Kara Pence back to Carson Jackson. Jackson brings it top of the key, leaves it now for Painter out by that volleyball spike line. On the baseline with Pence. Diagonal pass to the foul line to Jackson. Back to Painter. On the right wing to Sinion. They swing it now to Jackson. Carson. In the corner it goes to Pence. On the baseline to Sinion. Out top to Painter. One dribble. Kicks out to Jackson for 3. Missed it too strong. And the rebound down to Nokomis. Jamie Johnson into the front court. Leaves it now for Stauder. Just underway, third quarter, 7 minutes for the third quarter of play. Fesser up top to Johnson, left wing to Stauder. Kristen being guarded there by Painter. Left elbow feed to Eisenbarth. She'll fire from 18, too strong, and the rebound down to Becky Painter. Here comes Painter in the front court to Jackson. Down to Pence, off the window, it's good. Kara Pence has her first field goal off the feed from Jackson, and it's 28-11. Litchfield leading. They trailed early, 4-3. Haven't trailed since. On the left wing with Johnson. Up top with Sobel. Audrey leaves it on the right wing for Fesser. Mia Fesser, check that, Stauder. Forces it up over Painter, came up short, and the rebound down to Sinyon. Good job by Painter to stay straight up, kept her feet. 6-10, quarter number three. Sinyon on the right wing. Into the hands of Jackson on the baseline. To Pence, Kara Pence, back out to Sinyon. Into the hands of Carson Jackson, right side of the key. Out to Painter. That volleyball spike line, left corner to Pence. Litchfield showing the patience here in the second half. Sinyon on the baseline, out to Painter. High post to Bowden, good ball movement over to Jackson. Here's Painter, 4-3, just grazed the front iron. Rebound tapped around, Sinyon almost came up with it. Instead it's Sobel, and Sinyon with a reach-in foul. Her second, team's first of the half. Emily got caught with her hand in the cookie jar that time. Thought she might be able to just jar that ball loose, but Sobel was holding tightly. 5:40, third quarter. Here comes Stauder across the timeline. She will leave for Jamie Johnson. Johnson into the hands of Fesser. Mia Fesser. Handoff goes right through Stauder's legs. Mia gets it back, hands it off to Kristen. Into the hands of Eisenbarth on the dribble handoff. Left wing with Johnson. She'll bring it back. On the right side now, lost the handle and corrals it right in front of the sideline. On the left block, Sabo. Good position, rejected by Bowden. Oh, great defense in there by Carly Bowden. Here comes Sinyon across the timeline. Off to Jackson. 5 minutes for the third quarter. That was a really good job by Carly Bowden to deny Audrey Sabo. Now a foul. Away from the ball, it's on Nokomis. They're going to get Jamie Johnson. First foul of the half on Nokomis. First foul of the game on Johnson. Maddie Diamond will check in for Litchfield, replacing Sinyon. 4:56 of the third quarter. Panthers stack everybody right side of the lane. And it goes to Painter. Wide open, right corner for three. Missed it. Might have been too open. 4:50 for the third quarter. It's unsettling sometimes when you're that open. Here's Mia Fesser, top of the key, on the left block. Left elbow now to Eisenbarth. Macy cut off there by Pence. Good job by Pence to move her feet and shut it off. Out front with Stauder. On the right wing now to Johnson. Gets a ball screen, leaves it for Eisenbarth. Though had a bounce right off of her shoulder, turned it over. Picked up by Pence. Kara Pence off the window, missed it. Jackson's follow, no. And the rebound down to Nokomis and Eisenbarth. Here comes Stauder across the timeline. We approach the midway point of the third quarter, and Brandon Engelman wants a timeout. 4:17 for the third. Litchfield leading Nokomis 28-11. Back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WUSMI. The traditional opener here on WUSMI, Litchfield and Nokomis girls. 4:15 for the third quarter, 28-11. Litchfield with the lead. This has been our first basketball broadcast for decades. I remember asking Terry before he passed, how many years has this been the opener? He said, oh, man. He didn't even know how many. He said, a lot. He's like, okay, good enough for me. 3:56 for the third quarter. As Nokomis had it on the runout, then lost it. But it was deflected out by Litchfield, so it'll stay with Nokomis. Now the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer coming up December the 14th at Lincolnwood. It'll be a fun day of hoops. As Stauder turns the corner, layup is good for Kristen Stauder. Her second field goal, 28-13 Litchfield. Games will start at 9:30 in the morning that Saturday. We'll have silent auction items throughout the day. And John Blank with Shelter Insurance is going to have a very neat halftime of all eight games. Make a layup. Free throw, three-pointer, half-court shot. You do that in 30 seconds, you get $500. He's going to offer that at halftime of all eight games. It's going to be a fun day. All the money raised will go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association towards scholarships for the young people who volunteer their time. Think about those high school kids and all they do, the great volunteer work, a chance to help them out with some college scholarships. Nokomis on the run out down to Eisenbarth, puts it up and in. Macy has her second field goal in 4 points, and the lead is down to 13. Does Nokomis have a little run in them? You can also get your T-shirts for the T-Tote Shootout online right now, cubbyholeonline.com, as Litchfield throws it away in the high-low action. Paul Benty does such a great job over there with the cubbyhole, and he's offering long-sleeve shirts and hooded sweatshirts this year as well. So cubbyholeonline.com to get your T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer shirts. Those comes in the colors of all the participating schools. A three here, and it's a 10-point game. Down to Sobel. Power bounce up and too strong. Rebound down to Litchfield. Good contestant there by Kara Pence. Pence and Bowden have done a nice job of playing good defense without fouling on Sobel. 28-15, Litchfield leading. Nokomis trying to make a run in the corner with Becky Painter. Out front with Carson Jackson. On to Maddie Diamond. Right wing with Sinyon. On the baseline to Painter. Becky, that's a tough shot. Just grazed the iron, and the rebound down to Fesser. She had a hand in her face. Came up short. Here's Mia. Crosses over to the rim. Layup. Rolled out. Sobel. Rebound high off the window. No. Audrey gets it back. Kicks the starter. Johnson on the left wing. 103 seconds for the third quarter. Fesser. Dribble drive. Lost the handle and fouled is Kara Pence. They get Fesser on the reach in. That'll be the third on Mia Fesser. Second team foul. I think Brandon Engelman just got a warning. He has not been happy with the number of the whistles here tonight. 98 seconds for the third quarter. 28-15, Litchfield leading. Justin Milberg here scouting tonight for the Lady Lancers. Wonder how many technicals Justin will get this year. 90 seconds for the third quarter. A 13-point lead for Litchfield. In the corner with Painter. Becky Painter. High post to Sinyon. Rises up and knocks it down off the left elbow for Emily Sinyon. Her first field goal. She has 3 points. And the lead is back to 15. Here's a quick trigger off the right baseline. No for Dengbar. Offensive rebound. Sobel put back. Won't go. Bodies on the floor. Jackson couldn't corral it, and the ball just trickled out of bounds ever so slowly. It'll stay with Nokomis. 66 seconds for the first half. Johnson looking. In it goes to Stauder. Cut off that baseline. Feeds the post down to Sobel. Great position in there. The double team comes quickly, and they're going to get Painter on the reach-in. For Becky Painter, it'll be her second personal foul. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. Exactly 1 minute to play, third quarter. Johnson gets it into Sobel. Good position again. Had to move under the rim, though, to catch the ball. Now Eisenbarth has it. Rises up from 14. Short. Rebound is off the foot of Sinyon. It'll stay with Nokomis. A 15-point lead for Litchfield. Johnson gets it into Eisenbarth, but Macy can't handle it, and it's turned over. 13th Nokomis turnover. Here comes Carson Jackson racing into the front court. Jackson on the left wing with Painter. Becky Painter, tough runner, and she's fouled. Two free throws for Becky Painter. Becky has 11 points. All those came in the first half. They will get Sobel on the personal. That will be Audrey's second. Painter at the line tonight, 5 of 6. That one off the heel too strong. Litchfield now 8 of 15 at the free throw line. First trip to the stripe here in the second half. 39.8 seconds for the third quarter. Second free throw for Painter is no good. A lot of the iron rolled off. Rebound down to Nokomis. Here comes Stauder across the timeline with half a minute for the third quarter. She'll work left side, dribble handoff to Eisenbarth. Macy Eisenbarth, dribble handoff to Fesser. Mia Fesser, dribble handoff to Dengbar. Brings it across the head of the key. Turns the corner. Bounce pass in the right corner to Stauder. Skip pass to Fesser through her hands out of bounds. 14th turnover on Nokomis. 15 and a half seconds for the third quarter. Purple Panthers can hold for the final shot. Full court pressure for Nokomis in the backcourt with Diamond. 10 seconds. Across the timeline with the pass to Sinyan. 7 seconds. Out near midcourt with 5. Picks up the dribble with 3. Painter with 2. Kicks it. Diamond at the horn for 3. No. After 3 quarters, it is Litchfield 30. Nokomis 15. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Well, here we go. Fourth quarter time. Litchfield leading by 15. That's the same margin they led by at the half, as that was a low-scoring quarter, 4 points each in that third quarter. Litchfield gets the basketball to start the fourth. Painter in the left corner. Out on the floor with Diamond, Jackson, Bowden, and Pence. Nokomis has Stauder, Eisenbarth, Sobel, Dengbar, and Fesser. Pence, follow, no, gets it back, and they're going to get it over the back this time. She got one offensive rebound on the sequence, but couldn't get the second. They'll get Kara Pence over the back. Third foul of the half on Litchfield. First personal foul on Kara Pence. Litchfield waits in the front court with their man-to-man defense. Stauder comes across midcourt. Leaves it for Eisenbarth on the left wing. Top of the key to Sobel. Audrey Sobel leaves for Dengbar. On the right wing, Eisenbarth, top of the key. She'll put it on the floor, working on Pence, tries to turn the corner, does so, and draws the foul. Kara Pence's second, team's fourth. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. 7:21 for the ball game. Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow night, hosting the Citadel, 7 o'clock pregame on 105.3 The Ox. Entry pass to Sobel, back to Fesser, baseline Jay No. Rebound to Pence, had it deflected away by Eisenbarth, but off of Macy out of bounds. It'll be Litchfield ball. Sports Saturday this week, 9:03 on FM 106. We'll be talking basketball, boys and girls, and also talk to Williamsville head football coach Aaron Kuntz as the Bullets get set for a 3A semifinal with Quincy Notre Dame. That ball tapped around, out of bounds, off of Nokomis. It'll stay with Litchfield. We'll talk to Lady Topper head coach Brett Teakin, Lady Cavalier coach Darren Deneve. Also catch up with Steve Woolley. He's nearing 500 victories with the Lady Birds. He has 499 right now. They play tomorrow night against North Green. Also catch up with Litchfield boys coach Drew Logan as they get set next week to take part in the Metro East Thanksgiving tournament. In it goes to Bowden. She turns, rises, and she's fouled. Two free throws coming for Carly Bowden. Third personal foul on Audrey Sobel. Free throw is good for Bowden. She has 7. So many Thanksgiving tournaments now. Maybe I'm just getting old, but there didn't used to be this many Thanksgiving tournaments. But over the last number of years, almost every school seems to be involved in a Thanksgiving tournament somewhere. 32-15 as Bowden knocks down both tosses. On the baseline with Fesser. Nice entry pass to Eisenbarth, pushed in the back by Sinyan. That sends Macy flying. She'll have free throws. Of course, the Litchfield girls have been hosting the Thanksgiving tournament. It will be the 21st Litchfield Turkey Tournament. That will begin on Saturday. Nokomis will take on Southwestern. Litchfield will face Carlisle on Saturday in the opening day of pool play at the Litchfield Thanksgiving Tournament. Free throws for Eisenbarth. First one is no good. That foul on Sinyan, her third. Just the third free throw. Now the fourth free throw of the night for Nokomis. Litchfield shot 18 free throws. That rattles out. No good. And now a hand check. With 6:34 to play in the ball game, Kristen Stauder will take a seat and Haley Engelman returns for Nokomis as Litchfield throws it in off the sideline. Jackson out to Maddie Diamond, right side of the key. Dangerous diagonal pass, tipped and stolen. That had no chance of getting through. Ahead to Engelman, muscles it up and draws the foul. And the freshman Haley Engelman has worked her way to the free throw line with 6:23 to play. The running clock is in play this year for high school basketball. 30 points heading to the fourth quarter. We'll get the running clock instituted. That free throw rattles down for Haley Engelman. We saw that implemented a few years ago, then they took it away. Now it's back this year. It's always been in tournament play the whole way, but they had removed it from regular season contests, but it's back this year. That free throw rattles out. Dangerous outlet pass by Bowden, almost stolen by Fesser, as she forces, Fesser does, Diamond to go to the ground to get that basketball. Here's Jackson, long pass in the front court to Diamond. She tried to get it down to Bowden. Good hands by Nokomis. They forced the turnover. Here's Engelman. Had it jarred loose, goes right to Fesser. Mia attacks, can't get it to go. And on the rebound, Eisenbarth and Painter get tangled. Who's the foul going on? They're going to get it on Litchfield and Becky Painter. That's her third. Team's sixth of the half. And that puts Litchfield over the limit as their seventh team foul. There was a little bit of confusion on the floor for a moment, but yep, team foul number seven on Litchfield. 5:59 for the ball game. 32-16, Panthers lead. Free throw for Eisenbarth, good. Macy has five. And she'll get her second toss. That one is short, and the rebound down to Painter. Becky Painter, all 11 of her points came in the first half as Litchfield throws it away. Purple Panthers have gotten a little bit sloppy here in the last few minutes. 32-17. In control. Does Nokomis have a spurt? They had a chance to get it to 10 late in that third quarter, couldn't do it. Here's Eisenbarth on the dribble handoff. Macy leaves it off for Dengbar. She's going to pull up from 18 straight on, no, and the rebound down to Becky Painter. She's had a good night on the glass, has Painter. She brings it across the timeline, 5:25 for the game. A 15-point lead for Litchfield. That's what they led by at the half. It's what they led by after three. Here's Painter being hounded out there by Fesser in a reach-in on Mia Fesser. That'll be the fourth on Fesser. Sixth team foul on Nokomis. Next one puts Litchfield to the free throw line. Sinyon gets it into the hands of Maddie Diamond. Fires it across to Carson Jackson. That thing had some zip on it. Bowden, high post. Jackson, 4-3. Missed it badly. Went off the other side of the backboard. Almost hit Eisenbarth in the face on the ricochet. Here comes Engelman. Attacks, yes, for Haley Engelman. She has five. And Rob Corso wants a timeout. Doesn't like what he sees from his squad right now. 4:57 for the ballgame. Litchfield leading Nokomis 32-19. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Following the Litchfield timeout, Purple Panthers have the basketball leading 32-19. Here comes the pressure. They threw it away. Eisenbarth with the steal. Layup, no. Gets it back. No. Another rebound. Fesser put back no, and she's fouled. Boy, three cracks at it point blank. Nothing doing, but free throws coming for Nokomis and Mia Fesser. Clock will stop. 4:46 to play. Another turnover for Litchfield. Free throw for Fesser. Good. Her first point of the night is a big one. Gets it to 12. Litchfield's turned it over five times in a very short period here. Second free throw is short, but that puppy crawls over the front rim. Fesser gets both. The lead is 11. Full court pressure. Litchfield handles this time across with Diamond and a little hand check on Haley Engelman. That'll be her third. The clock is running. 4:30. I don't know why the clock is running. The clock is running. They've ran probably 20 seconds off the clock. Now Brandon Engelman sees it. Clock finally stops. They snuck about 13 seconds off the clock. I don't know if they're going to do anything about it or not. Free throw for Diamond is no good. And I think they're going to have to go. They're going to have to get that corrected. That was too much time. Ran off the clock right there. It was stopped, and then it just started running. Should be about 4:38, somewhere around there. Is they're going to put 4:41. That's close. 32-21. Litchfield leading. Nokomis charging. A bucket here, and it's single digits. And Nokomis will have the momentum, but will they have enough time? That extra time that they put back on might play a big role here momentarily. Three, Stauder online but short, and now Sobel and Bowden tied up. Arrow keeps it with Nokomis. Boy, that would have been a big shot for Stauder if she could have got it to go right in front of our broadcast position. That thing was right online, just short. Fesser throws it out to Eisenbarth. Down to Sobel, and she's fouled. They're going to get Bowden locking up Sobel there, and it'll send the freshman to the free throw line. It'll still be one in bonus on the ninth team foul. Carly Bowden's first. That's a heck of a job to play as long as she did guarding Sobel tonight and just now pick up her first foul. Carly Bowden's done a good job with the interior defense tonight. Big free throws here. 4:22 to play, and it's good for the freshman. She didn't look like a freshman right there. Calmly knocked it down. 32-22. It hasn't been a single-digit game since early in the second quarter. This to make it nine with 4:22 to play. Toss. Good. And we have a single-digit ball game. Five for Sobel, and here comes the full-court pressure. Into the hands of Jackson. Front court to Sinyon. They've got numbers if they hurry. Down to Bowden off the window. It's good. Nice job by Sinyon to find Bowden. 10 for Carly Bowden. 34-23. Litchfield leads midway mark, fourth quarter. Jamie Johnson between the circles. Leaves it for Stauder. Open, 4-3. Banked it in out of the corner. Holy smokes for Kristen Stauder. She has seven, and the lead is eight for Litchfield. 3:50 to play. That was not your traditional angle for the bank. Not out of the straight quarter, but she wasn't on the wing either. Here's Sinyon for the answer. No, off the heel. Offensive rebound, Bowden. 3.5 for the ballgame. Big offensive rebound for Carly Bowden. High post to Pence. Kicks to Diamond. Back to Jackson. 3:25 to play for the ballgame. 34-26, Litchfield leading. They've led by as many as 15. It's down to 8 now. High post to Pence. She will turn, face at the foul line. Jackson, 4-3, missed it badly. And the rebound down to Eisenbarth. Stauder, long pass ahead to Fesser. Mia attacks. The layup is good for Mia Fesser. She has four. Brandon Ingeman wants a timeout, and here comes Nokomis. 3:03 for the ball game. The lead is down to six. Litchfield 34, Nokomis 28. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Well, Nokomis is charging. They were down by 15 entering the fourth quarter. They have it down to six now, 3:03 to play, so plenty of time in the ball game. Their pressure has gotten Litchfield a little bit sped up here. Panthers have turned the ball over a number of times in the open court. And it's always a tough spot when you got a big lead. You don't want to just get so passive that you just stop shooting the ball, but then if you shoot the ball and you don't make it, it's like, oh, maybe I should have held on to it. Painter keeps herself, comes across the timeline. She's going to go all the way to the rim. Layup, no. Rebound, Pence, put back, no. Rebound, Painter, no. Blocked and pulled down by Sobel. 2:50 to play. 6-point game. Here comes Kristen Stauder. Down the right side. Oh, pocket picked clean by Maddie Diamond. Stauder never saw her coming. What a job by Maddie Diamond. Sinyon, bounce pass to Jackson. Out to Pence, top of the key, wide open, but she will not take the shot. 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Easy to lose your aggressiveness when you're trying to milk a big lead and get the victory. That might be what happened to Litchfield a little bit here in the second half. It's a fine line between patience and passiveness. Now a hand check on Nokomis will stop the clock. 2:14 to play. One in bonus for Maddie Diamond. She is 2 for 3 at the free throw line tonight. That foul went on Jamie Johnson, her second, team's 8th. Free throw is no good. And the rebound down to Nokomis. They still got a chance, down 6. 2:05 for the game. Johnson, left wing, feeds the block to Eisenbarth. Macy turns, faces up, under on Painter, and rolls it down for Macy Eisenbarth. Macy now with 7 points. The lead is 4. 110 seconds. Bad pass. Stolen. Eisenbarth fouled by Pence. Holy smokes. Here comes Nokomis. That full court pressure has ratcheted up the tension, and Litchfield has not handled it well here down the stretch. Down by 15 at one point in the quarter. Eisenbarth could get it down to 2, and Rob Corso wants a timeout. 108 seconds to play. Litchfield 34. Nokomis 30. Skins at the free throw line when we come back to Litchfield High School following these messages on WSMI. Macy Eisenbarth at the free throw line. She just 1 of 4 at the stripe. These are big tosses. Good. 8 for Eisenbarth. And it's a one possession game, 34-31. After Nokomis was down 15 in the quarter. Second free throw for Eisenbarth. That one hits a lot of the iron and drops down. 9 for Macy. 2-point lead for Litchfield. Here comes the full court pressure. Sinyon gets it in to Jackson. Carson Jackson in the backcourt. Long pass in the front court to Diamond. Has trouble with it. Turns it over. Tried to save it from going out of bounds. Deflected off of a Nokomis player. Picked up by Eisenbarth. 95 seconds to play. A 2 for the tie, a 3 for the improbable lead. Johnson on the right wing. Out front with Eisenbarth. Thought about the 3, decides against it. 80 seconds for the ball game. Here's Stauder. Out front, almost lost the handle. Leaves for Sobel. On the right wing with Fesser. Mia Fesser picks up the dribble, feeds the post. Bad pass stolen by Sinyon, trying to give it to Sobel. Sinyon down the lane. Contact. No whistle. We play on. Picked up by Nokomis. Good defense down there by Eisenbarth. In the backcourt, and Engelman's going to get a timeout. Brandon Engelman gets the TO. 64 seconds to play. Litchfield trying to hang on here tonight. Purple Panthers 34. Nokomis 32. Skins had the ball when we come back to Simmons following these messages on WSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports here on FM 106. As we've got ourselves a ball game all of a sudden. Looked like Litchfield was going to cruise to the victory. Not so fast. A 2-point lead for Litchfield. Nokomis has the ball into the final minute. What a way to start the broadcast season here on WSMI. Our traditional opener. Stauder for 3, and the lead, no. Rebound, Sobel. Audrey Sobel. Pivots around. She needs some help. Gets it out to Stauder. Kristen, runner, lane, window, too strong. Sobel had it, lost it. Diamond picks it up with 38 seconds. Goes the other way. Counted in the foul for Maddie Diamond. 6 for Diamond, and that's a big 2 points, a 4-point lead for Litchfield. 35.6 seconds to play. Oh, Nokomis had their opportunities on the other end. Stauder had a great look for the go-ahead 3. Then Sobel got the rebound but couldn't convert. Free throw no good for Diamond. Now Nokomis has to hurry. Down 4, half a minute to play. Stauder, top of the key. Leaves for Fesser on the right wing. 25 seconds. Got to go quickly. Johnson thought about the 3. 20 seconds. Clock running. Sobel at the right elbow. Stauder for 3. Got to have it. That's an air ball. Goes to Eisenbarth, but they're going to get Macy over the back. She did. Fourth personal on Eisenbarth, 14.9 seconds for the ball game. And that is the 10th team foul on Nokomis, so it'll be double bonus time. A 4-point lead for Litchfield. They have dodged it here the last couple trips. If you're Nokomis, though, you couldn't ask for much more to be down 15 and then have a wide open look for 3 to take the lead. As Painter knocks down the free throw, her first point of the half, she has a dozen. Second free throw is good. A baker's dozen for Becky Painter. The 6-point lead for Litchfield. 10 seconds for the game. Stoddard, dribble drive all the way to the rim, missed the tough angle layup. Rebound down to Eisenbarth, and she's going to be called for steps as she wound up on the floor. 5.8 for the game. Litchfield is going to survive a big-time scare from Nokomis here tonight. They almost let that 15-point lead slip away as the inbound gets away, picked up by Stoddard. Eisenbarth is going to be called for steps with 9/10 of a second left. 38-32 will be the final as Nokomis had a chance late, but the shot would not go down. Gutsy effort tonight by the Skins to battle back and make Litchfield sweat it out down the stretch. The Purple Panthers improved to 2-0 on the year. They beat Nokomis 38-32. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. The exhale you hear is the Litchfield Purple Panther faithful as they exit Simmons Gymnasium here tonight. They survived Nokomis 38-32. Nokomis trailed by 15 entering the fourth quarter, and they had a three in the final seconds that would have put them up one, but it would not go down for Kristen Stoddard. Nokomis outscored Litchfield 17-8 in that fourth quarter. Had a couple of possessions there late with a chance to tie or take the lead. Just could not get that big bucket to get them all the way back. Litchfield, a lot of turnovers there down the stretch. Nokomis' full court pressure started to take effect there, and Litchfield did not handle it very well in the closing quarter, but it's a four-quarter game. In the first three quarters, Litchfield did about everything as good as they could hope to do it. They led 14-6 after one, 26-11 at the half, 30-15 after three, and then had to hold off Nokomis down the stretch. Becky Painter leads all scorers tonight for Litchfield. She has 13 points, 11 of those in the first half. 10 points for Carly Bowden. She did a really nice job defensively tonight on the inside for the Purple Panthers. 6 points for Maddie Diamond, then 3 points each for Emily Sinyon, Carson Jackson, and Kara Pence. 12 of 23 from the foul line were the Litchfield Purple Panthers tonight as they improve to 2-0. For Nokomis, a season-opening loss, and they were led tonight by Macy Eisenbarth. She finished with 9 points, 7 points for Kristen Stoddard, 5 points apiece for Audrey Sobel and Haley Engelman, 4 points for Mia Fesser, 2 points for Natalie Engelman. Nokomis was 10 of 14 at the free throw line, 8 of 8 in that fourth quarter. They were trying to make that ferocious comeback, just came up a little bit short here tonight, but you can tell both of these teams are improved from a year ago. How it will shake out in terms of the wins and losses, no idea. But Litchfield and Nokomis, both of these squads are improved from a year ago, and that is certainly good to see. We want to thank all the wonderful people here at Litchfield High School for their hospitality. Athletic Director Mark Elvers, Boys Basketball Coach Drew Logan, they all treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on our broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. The final one more time. Litchfield survives a late Nokomis rally. The Purple Panthers win it 38-32. Thanks to Megan Cordes. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Litchfield.